The reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 27th chapter. As evening approached, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who had himself become a disciple of Jesus. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body, and Pilate ordered that it be given to him. Joseph took the body, wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and placed it in his own new tomb that he had cut out of the rock. He rolled a big stone in front of the entrance to the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were sitting there opposite the tomb. The next day, the one after preparation day, the chief priests and the Pharisees went to Pilate. "Sir," they said, "we remember that while he was still alive, that deceiver said, 'After 3 days, I will rise again.' So give the order for the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may come and steal the body and tell the people that he has been raised from the dead. Then the last deception will be worse than the first." "Take a guard," Pilate answered. "Go make the tomb as secure as you know how." So they went and made the tomb secure by putting a seal on the stone and posting the guard. This is the text. In the name of Jesus, amen. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He did it. The vicarious sacrifice of the Lamb that atones for all sin and every sinner has been offered. The Lamb's divine unblemished blood has been shed. The Lamb's divine unblemished body has been roasted in God's burning wrath. The great and final exodus or departure, Luke 9, of the Lamb of God Jesus has been done. Christ, our Passover Lamb, has been sacrificed, 1 Corinthians 5. Lamb of God Jesus has smeared his divine blood over you. You are covered and stained with it. He died for you. His blood cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1. All the sin you've done, name it, no matter how atrocious or dreadful, all the people you've hurt with your heart, your tongue, or perhaps your fists, all the toxin and pollution of your sin has been scrubbed away with the Lamb's divine blood. Even the sin that's been done against you, all the hurt and harm that others have perpetrated against you, that has dirtied you, has been sanitized by the Lamb's divine blood. I am here to tell you that in this divine death, you are redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect, 1 Peter 1. Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. The salvation job, done. One, it is finished. He is dead and buried. In the black hole of his tomb, all your sin is dead and buried with Christ. All your sin, its misery and affliction, are buried with him. You are no longer wrapped up in your sin. Jesus is. In addition, I'm here to declare to you that you are buried with Jesus through baptism, Romans 6, Colossians 2. Jesus took into the tomb with him not only the cloths and linen shroud in which his body was wrapped, but also the whole world's sin, damnation, misery, fear, affliction, and peril. And he covered and buried it all, so that it might not harm you who believe in him. The ministry of Lamb of God Jesus is the new Genesis. It is the history of the new creation. So it should come as no surprise to you then that with the very good salvific work of redemption or recreation of the world and for you is hiddenly accomplished, the divine Lamb now rests. And just like Genesis in the beginning, there is now divine blessing and holiness when Lamb of God Jesus rests. The most holy, perfect, divine, and sacrificed body of the Lamb that rests holies what it touches, sanctifies what it contacts. Here, it is the grave. Where death reigns, but no more. Where death contaminates, but no more. Where death stings, but no more. The grave in which he is buried may have a posted guard, the seal of Roman security, and a mega stone locking him in. But the truth is that death and the grave are defeated. Death does not have dominion over him. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come. By the Lamb's three-day rest in the borrowed tomb, he has hallowed the graves of all who believe in him. His victory over death and the grave is now your victory. He preached this victory when he descended into hell. Now I've been sent by the Lord Jesus to preach his victory, and that it is for you today. Listen. Death and the grave do not have the last word. Jesus does. No posted guard, no seal of Roman security, and no secure sepulcher kept Lamb of God Jesus in the grave. God's will, revealed in his word, that he be raised on the third day, must be done, and it is done for you, so that when you die and are buried 6 feet under, your grave is a hallowed place of rest, where your body will be tucked in to sleep for a little while, until the promised resurrection of your body on the last day, when Jesus in glory will call out, "Wake up, sleepyheads, time to get up." It will happen. For Jesus rose from death and the grave, the first fruits of you who sleep. The big death is already behind you, Christ's, and you're being buried with him through baptism into his death. So you're no longer life-deathers, but death-lifers, moving toward the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. He promises it. For in holy baptism, you have been united with Jesus in his Good Friday death, buried with him in and through baptism into death, so that you will certainly be united with him in his resurrection. Or, as the sacrificed and risen Lamb of God Jesus plainly puts it, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. In the name of Jesus, amen.